dig birth doodles. Do 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 do. Yeah.
So welcome to our next edition of podcast. And this is a really interesting one where the landscape has changed quite significantly for all of us over the last week, with lots of cafes, restaurants and bars opening and things really beginning to change for us all, which is really good news, obviously. But for us as marketeers, we've really been taking notice of how people are talking to their customers, the sort of messaging that they're putting out there. And it's been really, I found it quite interesting actually watching some of the TV campaigns this week. Just for example, last night I was watching a TV ad for a drinks company that showed people in the beer garden all chit-chatting, all sitting next to each other, all really close. And it totally turned me off immediately because I just thought these people haven't thought about their messaging. They haven't changed their positioning at all. And it doesn't reflect where we're at. And we'd all like to be out in the beer garden drinking, but it's not happening, is it? And yet, then that was followed up by an advert that has definitely taken on board talking about, how we've all changed and how we're working from home. And that's really made us think this week about what our clients are doing and how we can help them really change their messaging strategy. So I'm joined today by Rachel and Chris and Andy. And so I'm just going to get the guys to pitch in the sort of things that they've been involved in this week. So Chris, want to talk about Auriga?
So we've had a really, really good week. Auriga Services is one of our clients. They've just launched a new website. Like at the beginning of lockdown, we actually saw a bit of an influx in people like revisiting websites, seeing how much more important it is. And it's actually after the lockdown is easing, it's actually nice that we're now seeing the results. It's also nice because the website has been launched. We're also looking at they've got tracking in place. It's much more, we're doing much more than just launching a website. And now it's really exciting to actually put a strategy in place and help them grow even further.
Yeah, so it's so much more, isn't it, as you say, than just building a website. But who's going, who's visiting, how can we now target these people? Mm-hmm. And probably not in the traditional way that we used to. They're not necessarily going to conferences. So we've got to think of different ways that we can approach them. We were at Rybrook last week, weren't we, Andy? One of our car dealership clients, and how they have really changed the way that they are greeting their customers. Their doors are open and they're dying for people to come in, of course. But unfortunately, they've had to, as everybody has, put in place various restrictions, one-way systems, hand sanitizing, completely paperless documentation. But at least it means that we can get out there, we can carry on, we can make our purchases, we can go and browse the showroom, but in different, safer environment. But it was still a good experience, wasn't it? And showrooms look great, and it's as it used to be.
It's fantastic. I think they've really, really thought through the whole customer journey. We met with Matt Aston over at Mini in Wolverhampton, and that's one of their big sites. And it was really interesting to hear, as I said, they thought through from people arriving, how they're going to actually look at the product, how they're going to walk around the showroom, how they're going to liaise with the different members of the Rybrook team, aftercare, through to post-purchase. I thought it was absolutely superb, really well thought out. And is also proving to be entirely successful because they are having a sort of a great year and have some fantastic mini products to sell.
Nice plug there, Andy. Very good. Of course, we've had to think as well about even print material and brochures and things, haven't we? Thinking about our design. I know you've worked on a campaign this week, Rach.
Yeah, Oxford Economics are putting out a series of research papers. They've done a massive worldwide global study with business leaders and execs on efficiencies and strategies in leadership. And things that you perhaps wouldn't consider, we use stock imagery. We try and use non-stock imagery, but we do have a need for using stock imagery across things. And even things like that, at the moment, I started out by putting a picture of a group meeting on the front cover of the report, but obviously that's not possible at the moment, and having an image of a group of people on a report cover that talks about the effects of COVID-19 on business is just the wrong tone, really, the wrong messaging, and kind of we've now re-looked at that and we've put something on that reflects the current situation that we're in. So we've ended up going with an image that's looking at that's got a guy working from home
doing his Zoom call
instead.
Yeah, so it's across everything, isn't it? It's not just your messaging, but it's your visual communications as well. We've got to think about our brochures, our leaflets and everything, getting the right look and feel to reflect what's going on.
Definitely, things that you quite often take for granted, I think, when you just when you're putting those sorts of things together.
Yeah. So has anybody ventured out for a haircut or anything like that recently?
Actually, yes, I'm just back from one.
Are you? Yeah. Why did you tell us about it?
Well, the kids have played, merry whatever with my hair. I'm quite lucky, actually, with thick hair that doesn't really show a lot of terribleness. And they've cut my hair through the last few months, and it's been great fun, and no one really cares. But I decided to go, and there's a great hairdressing group in the Midlands called Francesco Group, and they've got a really good barber offering called FG Man. And Alex, who's one of the young, one of the young trainees, apprentices there, he's a great young hairdresser. And I thought, okay, I'm going to go. And I had to say, as a physical, I hadn't really, really thought about it. And then I turned up, and the whole experience was superb. Obviously, they've dropped things. They used to give you a nice coffee and stuff, and you can't get that. But
that's a shame.
A bit of a shame. But I always used to think it ends up with your hair in it anyway. So not that big. But actually, they did used to give you a beer as well, and a beer would be better. But it was great, hand washing. I had to wear a mask. I wasn't expecting that, actually. Alex had a full visor on, and I was sort of covered in a disposable apron as opposed to reusable, and just the whole experience was great. They've obviously put some really good training in place. A little bit difficult, and ladies who don't have short hair, or blokes who don't have short hair, or anybody who doesn't have short hair, a bit difficult with the mask bit round your ears. We had a few sticky moments there where I was trying to work out, am I going to hold the mask thing, or was Alex? But they've obviously had great training, really, really, the whole thing was superb. And I recommend it to anyone, and I feel great having had my hair cut, and the kid's going to be really upset.
Did they ask you where you were going on your holiday?
No, they didn't actually. No, they didn't ask.
Staying at home.
Yes, that's a subject that is probably being told not to talk about anymore.
And another interesting change, Andy, apps and how apps are developing, and obviously people are using a lot more digital. Did you want to talk about that?
Yeah, no, it this just came up. It was just a conversation that we were having. And for those who don't know me or follow me or whatever, I'm a big Leicester Tigers fan. And we've had a bit of a rough week this week with Manu Tuilagi leaving. But he's gone to Sale Sharks. But we left Sale Sharks as well, because CVSL worked with Sale Sharks, and they're great.
We've been.
Player leaves, new player comes. What's really interesting is that obviously, like most sporting clubs, all sorts of different things, they have no live, limited live sport. Rugby goes back in August. And one of the big things that a rugby club will do, any sporting club will do, will be launch their new kit. It's a massive revenue generator. It's normally attended by quite a few hundred thousand of fans. Blah, 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 blah. It's, and it's a really big physical bookmark in a club's yearly activity. So Leicester Tigers tonight at 6 o'clock, I will be poised, are launching their new home and change strip through their app. So it's a really nice, anybody who knows a bit of app stuff, and we do some app stuff. So it's a simple shake of the app. You might be able to hit... There we are. You can probably hear
it. Oh, yeah, I can hear it,
So it's a quick shake of the app at 6 o'clock, and the new shirts will be unveiled. And I dare say there'll be a few goodies to be won at the same time. So I will have a small bottle of Corona ready to shake the app.
Good choice of beer. Interesting. Yeah. That's a really interesting way of how sporting events, activities, etc., and clubs have had to adapt to try and keep their fans engaged, isn't it? In a world where it's really limited at the moment to what you can actually see on the TV. At least that's some way of engaging their fan base. It was sad today as well to hear that the Great Birmingham Run has been cancelled. Another event that's gone from the calendar. Another victim, unfortunately, of Corona. Particularly sad for us, of course, with our client Cure Leukemia, who do so much around running and cycling events. But on a positive, it's been really great for us as a team working with them to completely rethink how we can get support for them in a world where they would traditionally get money from people participating in these type of events. We've had to completely rethink that, haven't we?
Yeah.
And how we can engage people without them having to go out and do a cycle or a run, but still support their charities.
Just finishing on that. We will. Our big campaign, if anybody hasn't seen it, is on our website, www.owb.uk.com. The We Will campaign, which is the main positioning statement for Cure Leukemia around their specialist clinical nurses campaign that we broke earlier in the year. But following up on that, we will have a very exciting campaign to come out in the next couple of months that will make and drive and deliver and support people to support the critical work that Cure Leukemia does. So please do watch this space and support it if you can.
Yeah, thanks, Andy. So I think just to wrap up then, the message is people need to be thinking differently. Our customers are in different places. We need to reposition and change our messaging so that we are sensitive to these situations and maximising where we are now finding our customer base, I guess. They're not necessarily out and about. They're more likely at home. They're more likely online. They're in digital space. And we've got to be very sensitive to that and do our marketing accordingly.
But also that it is exciting and there are opportunities there. It's not a case of just don't market. It's just change what you're doing.
Absolutely.
You know, like we've seen a massive increase of inquiries on digital work, creative work. And that looks like that's how it's going to be for quite a while. So it's embracing that and embracing that change, I think.
Yeah.
Which I think is really exciting.
Yeah. For us as marketeers, it's just a different way of thinking. And for our clients, they've got to be sensitive to their customers' needs, I suppose. Thanks for listening, guys. And we'll be back in a couple of weeks with an update on CL and all other things OWB. Cheers, guys.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.